Blog Talk Radio.
Yah's law is perfect, burning the soul. Yah's testimony sure, making wise and bold. Yah's statutes are right, protecting the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightening in the eyes. The fear Yah's clean, endure forever. The judgment to Yah, true, and right, soul together. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. First and foremost, all praise to Yah, creator of the heavens, earth, and sea. And all that in them be scorn is reviled. Yah's biz, but Yah dissolve them like figs. Let me tell you who he is, the Almighty El Shaddai, he who sits on high. El Elyon, the Most High, Elohim Shalom, Yisrael Yahweh, Eloheinu Yahweh, Yahkai. To glorify Yah, that is my job. Yah is one, arm, leg, leg, arm, head, done. Not on the cross, so we never won. Our people calling no deities, blind, deaf, and dumb. They use what they call is the rest is for the heat. Why my people so blind that they can't see what's right under their feet? Clear as the concrete, I'm a hunter for the lost sheep. Send it up, step a lie to the Most High.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. And shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am Moray Isha Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring you Nothing But the Truth. We'd like to say shalom to everyone that is listening in our internet audience, for we know that the only reason that you have tuned into our broadcast is because of your great fear and love towards the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, and the only redeemer and savior of Israel and the world. And Yahweh is the Elohim of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Yahweh is the Elohim that has ordained us to bring you his word in his name, to give you the message of the Most High. For this is what he has ordained us to do, to bring you the word of Yah and nothing but the truth of the mighty Yah. And that's what we are going to do. And today we're going to continue with our series, The Order of Yahweh. And just to give you a refresher of what we've been dealing with this entire week, in case you missed anything, we've been dealing with the order of Yahweh. And why are we dealing with the order of Yahweh? We're dealing with the order of Yahweh because it is the order of Yahweh that you will begin to see that Yahweh is the only Elohim, the only creator, the only redeemer, the only savior, the only one, because it is in this order that Yahweh has showed us how he made and did everything, how he structured everything, and how you should be structured, how you should walk. Once you see the order of Yah, you see that this is not a dead Elohim. This is not an idol. This is not a man that created some kind of funny religion. This is the actual creator of all. The Gentiles or the nations say, is the universe created by intelligent design? And you'll see in the order of the Most High that there is definitely an intelligent design. Intelligence that you cannot achieve. Supreme authoritative intelligence that can only be by the Creator. And you'll see this in his order. In the order of Yah, you can prove Yahweh is the truth. But not so with any of these other nations, religions, cultures, faiths, spiritualities, governments, or anything else. Only the Most High has this perfect and holy order. And in this order, you will see the great lights of the Most High. And we began with this order on our first day program, the Wake Up Jacob show, on the first day, with the order of Yah dealing with number one, the first order, the order of one. And what is the order of one? Moray Ishaya taught us on that day that the order of one, the first order, has everything to do with the word of Yahweh. The word of Yahweh is the foundation to everything that there is in existence at this very moment, in the past, and in the future. There comes nothing unless it is established by the word of Yahweh. It is how Yahweh created everything, by his word. As you see, and as you'll read in the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verse 7 states, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of Yahweh bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our Elohim shall stand forever. The word of the Most High will stand for Yah forever. Nothing else will stand and will endure stronger, longer than the word of Yah. Because if the word of Yah wasn't in existence, nothing would be in existence." In the book of Genesis, the first chapter, the first verse, it says, "In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. And Elohim said," you see, he said, mean he spoke. And when he spoke, he used words. And the words that he used was, "Let there be light." And there was light. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. There was nothing in existence until he spoke his words. There was no light. There was no day. There was no night. Nothing had definition. Nothing had clearance. Nothing was made into fruition until Yah spoke his word. And what did he make first? He made light, because that light that Yahweh made encompassed his word. That light that Yahweh created held his word, and his word is light. You cannot see anything, whether it be physically or spiritually, unless you have the word of Yah, because the word of Yah is light. And you won't be able to see anything. You won't be able to know about anything unless you have the word of the mighty Yah. And his word is light, as we learned and saw again yesterday and on the first day. In the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, you'll see this very point established. In Isaiah, the 8th chapter, the 20th verse, it says, "To the law, because the law is the word of the Most High, and to the testimony, which is the word of the Most High. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." There's no light if you don't have the law and the testimony. You're not speaking according to that word of the Most High. How can you have light and you don't use that which is actual light? Light is the word of the Most High. This is how everything becomes illuminated. This is how everything is seen. And this light is only for those that Yahweh created it for. It's not for the wicked. It's not for the foolish, because wisdom is too high for a fool anyway. So it's not for those things. But just to show you one more scripture before we move on to the next order. in Psalms 97. Verse 11 states, light is sown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. This is who light has been sown for, the righteous. So if you're not one seeking righteousness, then you're not going to see light anyway. Yahweh made this light peculiar, but still nothing exists without it. Also, in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, verse 44 reads, and Moses came and spake all the words of this song into the ears of the people, he and Hoshea the son of Nun. And Moshe made an end of speaking all these words to all Israel. And he said to them, set your hearts unto all the words which I testify among you this day, which ye shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land, whether you go over to the Jordan to possess it. And these are the words of Yah. It's not just light, but it's your life. Your life cannot exist without these words. Why else do you think we've been so destitute? Why do you think we've been like a zombie nation when we've been absent of the word of Yah? And that's the first order, the first thing, the chief thing, the main thing, the thing you need the most, the thing that it all begins with, the word of Yahweh. But what is the order of two? As we learned on the second day of the week. On the second day of the week, we were taught by our great Moray Ishaya, the word of Yahweh showed us that the order of two is the name of Yahweh. It represents Yah's name. Why? If you go to the book of Genesis, the fourth chapter, you'll see this order of two come into reality. And it is Yah's name that established everything. He gave his word, and then he put his stamp of approval with his name. Just like you have a contract and you sign it. You speak words, you wrote words, and you put your name on it. This is who established these words, the mighty Yah. And in the book of Genesis, the fourth chapter, the 25th verse states, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. For Elohim says, she hath appointed me, for Elohim said she, hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, who Cain slew. And Seth, to him also there was born a son, which would have been the second generation after Adam. And he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of Yah. Why? Because he was the second generation. And Yah's name is represented by the second. This is how Seth was established, by him having a son in his name. And he called upon the name of Yah. This is when men began to call upon the name of the Most High in the second generation after Adam. Yet, the name of Yahweh is represented by this order of two. If you look in the book of Malachi, the third chapter, 15th verse, says, "And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness is set up. Yea, they that tempt Elohim even delivered. Then they that feared Yahweh spoke often one to another." What were they speaking about? The word of Yah. They was talking about the word of Yah. "And Yahweh hearkened and heard it." Why did he hear it now? They were speaking about him. They were talking about his word. Then next, Yah heard it. Because they was, if you're going to speak about Yah's word, you're going to have to talk about the name of the Most High. "And the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahweh and that thought upon his name." And when you fear Yah, you do his word. You execute his word. That's how you can show you fear the Most High. You're doing the word of the Most High. You take the word of the Most High and you walk in it. That shows that you fear the Creator. And he knew that because they did this, they thought upon his name. Because his name is the order of two. His name is what you call on. His name is what established his creation. If Yahweh ain't did it, he ain't going to put his name on it. And Yahweh put his name on all his creation. And you know it's the Most High by his word, by his name. But Yahweh had to bring forth something so you can understand this, so you can see and hear this. And his name establishes his creation. You call on the Most High's name, and he hears you in heaven. What did he make on the second day? On the second day, Yahweh made the heavens. And what did he say the heavens represented? He told you what the heavens represented in the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter, you'll see in the very first verse of this chapter exactly what the heavens represented. "Thus saith Yahweh, the heaven is my throne." Now, how are you going to have a throne and your name's not on your throne? How are you going to have a throne and your name doesn't represent the throne? Heaven is Yahweh's throne. Heaven is where Yahweh sits and hears. Look in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. The 14th verse states, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Where is he going to hear from? Heaven. Why? Because that's where his throne is. Why? Because that's where his name is. And why? Because that's who you call on in heaven, which was created on the second day, which represents the name of Yah. Yet, Yahweh didn't stop at the second order. Because God is word, you hear his word, is approved by his name, established by his name, but now he has the order of three, which we learned and discussed and taught on yesterday, on the third day of the week. We dealt with the order of three, and I was privileged to be able to bring you that message, the order of three. And what is the order of three? The order of three represents Yah's messenger on earth, his servant on earth, and what was made on the third day. The earth was made on the third day. And Yahweh has a messenger. And if you look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, we discovered yesterday what Yahweh's messenger comes in the order of. In the 15th verse, it reads, Yahweh will raise up a prophet, raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him shall hearken, according to all that thou desiredst of Yahweh thy Elohim in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yah my Elohim, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And Yahweh said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet, an inspired one, somebody filled with the Spirit that will do what? From among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words, the first thing he's going to do. And it's the first thing he's going to do because the word of Yah is in the order of one. So the first thing he does is put his words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall not hearken unto my words, the first thing, unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, the second. Because why? Because the order of two is represented by the name of Yah, and I will require it of him. This is who Yah's messenger comes in the name of. And comes with what? The word of Yah. Why? Because he is the messenger of Yahweh. That's his job. That's what he's supposed to do. And in the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, you'll see what the Most High was establishing with his messenger. And this is the order of Yahweh. If you missed any single day of this teaching up till now, you're getting a quick review of what we've been dealing with. But you don't want to miss any time that we're dealing with Yahweh's order. And we're going to be dealing with Yahweh's order on a multifaceted level. You're not going to want to miss any one of these teachings from here on out. This is the latter days. This is the time where you want to know how to get yourself together. Yahweh inspired us to bring you this word about order if it wasn't time to get yourself together, for me to get myself together, for you to get yourself together, for us all to get ourselves in order. You know the saying, when something's about to go down, get your house in order. And this is the order of the Most High. In Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, it says in verse 18, for who hath stood in the counsel of Yahweh and hath perceived and heard his word, who hath marked his word and heard it? Why? Because his word is chief, is essential, is first. And who heard this word? Behold, a whirlwind of Yahweh is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Yahweh shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. He didn't send Bishop in the reverend and the minister of these Christian religions. He didn't send these imams of the Muslim religions. He didn't send these so-called priests of these African spiritualist religions. He didn't send none of these people that are not speaking according to his word. He said, but in verse 22, if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the way evil of their doings. Why? Because that's what the messenger of Yahweh does. He brings the word of the Most High in the name of Yahweh. That's what he does. That's what his job is. He does it on earth. And who is Yah's messenger? Israel. The children of Israel is Yahweh's servant on earth. Look what Yah said in the book of Exodus 19 chapter. In Exodus chapter 19, verse 1. In the third month, and why the third month? What we learned yesterday is that Yahweh's order is established through all his creation. The months, the days, the week, even the shadow of degrees, which you know as hours. All these things are established by Yah's word, and his order is represented everywhere. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. For they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness, and Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up to Elohim, and he called, and Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shall thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice, indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine. He's already letting you know he's going to establish you above all the people of the earth. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, meaning a kingdom of servants, because a priest is a servant of his Elohim. And a holy nation. And you're holy. You're set apart because you're different. You're set aside than from everyone else. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. Yahweh's letting you know his messenger is holy. Look what he said in the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, the first verse. Ye are the children of Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not cut yourselves nor make baldness between your eyes for the dead. Verse 2. For thou art a holy people unto Yahweh thy Elohim. And Yahweh hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. Because why? Because you are his servant on earth, his messenger on earth, and you are holy. It's the third order that represents holiness. You know it's the third order that represents holiness because Yahweh said he wanted you to pay the tithe in the third year. And the tithe is holy. The tenth is holy. Because the tenth is in the order of three. You're a holy nation. His messenger is holy. He's not coming with profane words. Look what the messenger of Yahweh is supposed to teach in the book of Leviticus, the 9th chapter. I'm sorry, the 10th chapter, the 9th verse. And it says, we'll start at verse 8. And Yahweh spake unto Aharon, or Aaron, saying, Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee. You go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, and that ye may make the difference between the holy and unholy, and between the unclean and clean. And you may teach the children of Israel statutes, which Yahweh has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. It's a holy teaching. You have to show the difference between holy and unholy, clean and unclean. You can't be an unholy people trying to teach holiness. Proverbs 9 and 10 says, The fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the holy is understanding. How are you going to have understanding something unholy? Yahweh said knowledge of the holy is understanding. And there is a good understanding to all those that do his commandments. Why? Because his commandments are holy. because his message is holy. Therefore, his messenger must be holy. And the children of Israel is a holy nation. And since we've dealt with these three orders, which are essential, which are also indicative of the first 3 days, you now must know and understand and hear about the fourth order, the order of four. And what does the order of four represent? The order of four represents Yah's praise, Yah's praises. And let me show you how the Most High establishes this. In the book of Leviticus, we'll go to the 19th chapter. And in the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, we'll begin reading in the 23rd verse. Let's look close and pay attention so that you may be able to see how Yahweh is bringing about his order for you to know how you order yourself. And when ye came, shall come into the land and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, and ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised 3 years, shall it be as uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten of. And what does three represent? Three represents God's messenger, but it also lets you know it's holy. So it's not to be eaten in 3 years. But verse 24 says, but in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy. Why? Because it done went through these 3 years. It's holy to praise Yahweh withal. Now you can praise Yahweh in the fourth year with these holy fruits. But you're not to eat it. You're to sacrifice it to the Most High. Offer it to Yahweh. It's holy to praise Yahweh with. For instance, what do you do with your first fruits? If you look in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, we'll begin at 10th verse where it reads, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest, and he shall wave the sheaf before Yahweh to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it, and you shall offer that day when ye have waved the sheaf and he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto Yah. This is what you're doing with the first fruits. When your first fruits, you're coming to wave it before the priest to offer it to the Most High, and he waves it before Yah. And ye shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf of he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto Yah. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2 tenth deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto Yahweh for a sweet savor. And the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of a hin. Why the fourth part? This is the praise to the Most High. You're praising Yahweh for your first fruits. And ye shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day ye have brought an offering unto Yahweh your Elohim. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, in all your dwellings. Meaning you're not to eat of these first fruits. You're not to eat of this first fruits of your harvest until you bring it to the priest to praise Yahweh with. Until you bring it to Yah's house and praise Yahweh with it. That is why this holy day, this holy time that they call Greek Pentecost, but this holy time that is called in the scriptures the Feast of Weeks, that's why this holy time is actually the fourth holy day. There are 7 holy days, but this Feast of Weeks that we're reading about is the fourth. The first one is the Sabbath. The second one is the Passover. The third one is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And the fourth one is the Feast of Weeks. And why is the Feast of Weeks telling you you can't eat of this harvest until you do what? Praise Yahweh. Just like in the fourth year, you have to bring the fruit of the trees to praise Yahweh. This is what you do before you do anything, because this is what Yahweh requires first, his praises. Go to the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. And what are we now going through? We're looking and learning about the order of four. And the order of four represents Yahweh's praises. And Yahweh wants his praises first, which is why you can't eat of those fruits in the fourth year, which is why you can't eat of your first fruits until you have offered unto Yahweh first and give him the praise. He wants you to know who it starts with. How did it even get there? His word. And who established this thing? Yah's name. And who told you the word of the Most High? His messenger. And now that you see these things, you see the produce of following the word of the Most High in your fruit tree, in your harvest, and in your life. Now you see it. Now what do you do? Before you do anything else, you got to acknowledge the Most High. In Isaiah 42, the 8th chapter, it says, 8th verse, I mean, Isaiah 42, verse 8, it says, I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. So Yah doesn't want his praise going to these false deities, these fake gods that never help plant a seed, that never help grow a fruit. Look in Isaiah 55. It says in Isaiah 55, verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith Yah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth to bud, and that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper the thing whereto I sent it. And why? For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap hands, because it's Yahweh. It's him who did it. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be to Yahweh for a name, for everlasting sign, that you shall not be cut off. When Yah's word comes into fruition, when Yah's word produces that which he said it would produce, now you praise him. You give him glory. You give him honor. And you don't do anything before you do that. And how do we know Yahweh wants you to do that first? Because Yahweh told you about his first fruits. But Yahweh also lets you know this in the book of Psalms 113. That Yahweh wants you to start with his praise. And when he do this, in the order of four. And there's a reason he uses the order of four, not the order of one. Even though one is first, even though one is highly important, and even though one is the chief, because it maintains his word, it sustains his word. That's what the order one has. But Yahweh starts making things right, starts making things clear to where you can now see how to do it, how to move, how to walk, how to talk, how to act, because now Yahweh is giving you a sign. He's showing you what it is, and he's doing it so that it's holy. It can't be unholy. This is holy. This is set aside for the Most High. His praise is holy. And in Psalms 113, verse 1, it says, praise ye Yahweh. Praise, O ye servants of Yahweh. Praise the name of Yahweh. Blessed be the name of Yahweh from this time. What time? Forth and forevermore. He's going to tell you from what time? From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. Yahweh's name is to be praised. And what does that mean? From the beginning, the rising of the sun unto the going down of that same sun, Yah's name is to be praised. So let's go to the book of Genesis, the first chapter, the 14th verse. Because we're dealing with the praises of Yah, and Yahweh is his name. So we're dealing with the praises unto his name. And you're only going to know is his name if his messenger brought it to you. And you're going to only know that it is his name and his word if his holy messenger brought it to you. Because this is all holy. That's what it said in Leviticus 19, that it is holy to praise Yah with all. If it ain't holy, if it ain't set aside, if it ain't different, that's why he said, I don't give my praise to graven images. They're not holy. They're not set aside. Anybody can make a graven image. Anybody can say something about a graven image. But who is going to be able to glorify Yahweh in the fashion in which he says to glorify him, to praise him the right way, to show forth his glory? Yahweh wants his glory shown forth in truth. He doesn't want no lies put to his name. He doesn't want any lies put to his word. He doesn't want you to make up stuff. He wants you to see that he said it, he did it, it is the truth. So praise him for it, because he is the only Elohim. It must be holy. And in Genesis, the first chapter, the 14th verse, it reads, and Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. What you're missing, what you didn't see in this, is that Yahweh put these lights in the heavens, which was made on the second day, which was what? Represents his name. He put these lights in the place that represents his name. And what did he make these lights for? He made them for signs, seasons, days, and years. He made them to be for indicators so you can see and order your days. For signs, seasons, days, and years. He made these lights in order for you to organize your life on earth. If you don't have these signs, these seasons, these days and years, you're all out of whack. But Yahweh put this in the heavens. It represents his name. It's letting you know his name is about order. His name is about the truth. And these signs, these seasons, in these days and years that these lights will show you, will begin to show you that Yahweh is an Elohim of truth, an Elohim of knowledge, an Elohim of judgment. Because everything Yah does is judgment, and judgment is measured. All Yah's judgment is measured. And these signs, these seasons, these days, in these years are all measured. And verse 15 says, let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so. They gonna give light upon the earth. And he made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day. And what's that greater light? That greater light is the sun. That's what he said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same shall Yahweh's name be praised. And the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also. And Elohim set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and rule over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day, when Yahweh made these lights. And these lights are signs. And Yahweh, he works in very peculiar ways. The fourth is for Yah's praise. But you praising Yahweh when you see these signs. And how do I know you praising Yah when you see his signs? Go to the book of Exodus, the fourth chapter. You're going to see how Yahweh ties all these things in together. In Exodus, the fourth chapter, the Most High came to Moses, and it says, and Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, hearken unto my voice, for they shall say, Yahweh hath not appeared unto thee. And Yahweh said unto him, what is it? What is that in your hand? And he said, a rod. And he said, cast on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And Yahweh said unto Moses, put forth thy hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that Yahweh Elohim of their fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Yitzchak, and the Elohim of Yaakov, hath appeared unto thee. And Yahweh said furthermore unto him, put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, put thy hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto the voice that thou shalt take unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land. And the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. And Moses said unto Yahweh, O my master, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since has thou spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And so he said he's going to send Aaron. And what you see, and I'm going to expedite to the end of this chapter, but you see what Yahweh was showing Moses. He said, you're going to go and give them these three signs. And why would he give Moses three signs? Well, of course, you know why. Because Moses was going as Yahweh's messenger. And going as Yahweh's messenger, what is Yah's messenger on earth represented by? What order? Of course, the order of three. So he gave him three signs to show the people. And here in the same chapter, we'll get down to verse 27, where it reads, and Yahweh said unto Aaron, go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went, and he met him in the mount of Elohim and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Yahweh who had sent him, and all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spoke all the words which Yahweh had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And people believed. And when they heard that Yahweh had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshiped. They praised the Most High. As soon as they saw the signs and understood them, they praised him. They worshiped him. That's what you do when you see Yah's signs. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same shall Yah's name be praised. This is what you do in the morning. Yah, the sun rise. Let's praise Yahweh, because it is another day, another sign that lets us know that Yah reigns in heaven and on earth and in the sea, that all this was made by him. They seen the signs and they worshiped him, because they seen what Yahweh had done and who brought forth the signs. Yah's messenger, the order of three, holy messenger, brought forth these signs, because that's what Yah's messenger is supposed to do. Show forth his word in his name. And his word contains his signs. So you may know your seasons, your days, and your years. Go to the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, verse 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two door side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. For Yahweh will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two posts, side posts, Yahweh will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to you and your sons ever. And it shall come to pass, when you become in the land which Yahweh will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children say unto you, what mean ye by this service? What is all these things you're doing? You're putting blood here, you're doing this, you're doing that. What are these things, which are signs? They're signals. They're representations of something. What does this mean? What is this service that ye shall say? It is the sacrifice of Yah's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Mizraim, or Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed their head and worshiped. They praised the Most High. They worshiped Yah. He showed him what they're supposed to do, signs that they're supposed to put on their door, the things that will represent that they are listening to the Most High. When they saw this, when they heard this, when they understood this, they praised the Most High. You worship Yahweh because he has shown forth his signs. Look at 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. This is the order of four. Yah's praises. But Yah's praises come from Yahweh bringing forth his word in his name by way of his messenger, who is holy. And now you praise him. For it is time to get to work. It's time to do the work in the word of Yah. You heard it. You know who gave it. You saw that his servant brought it to you, that is holy. Now we got to praise Yah. Now we got to start off with everything. And in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the first verse. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, The fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of Yahweh filled the house, and the priests could not enter into the house. For Yahweh, house of Yahweh, because of the glory of Yahweh that filled Yahweh's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, they saw now it came out in heaven. They seen this great wonder, this great sign. And when the children of Israel saw the fire come down and the glory of Yahweh upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised Yahweh, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." When they seen the sign of Yahweh, they praised him. His messenger at the moment, at the time, was King Solomon, giving this great prayer unto the Most High, blessing the Most High, blessing his house, blessing the people, blessing the earth, because this house of Yah is actually for the whole world. He did this great blessing. He gave these great words that were from Yahweh. And then Yah put his sign on this house, and glory filled it. His light filled this house. And they saw these signs and praised him. So what you do when you see Yah's sign, that first fruit, that's a sign that Yahweh does what he said he would do. You plant and take care of this thing the way he told you, it'll grow. It'll be fruit. And you'll praise Yahweh with it. This fruit tree in the fourth year is holy now. And you can praise Yahweh with it. In the fourth day, Yahweh made his great lights, the sun, to rule the day. And everything starts in the beginning of the day. Light is when the day begins. The day begins with light. And he made this great light to be a sign of the day. And you shall praise Yah from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. This is what you do first. In the book of Numbers 28, you'll see what Yahweh's talking about. Numbers 28 chapter, start reading in the third verse where it reads, "And thou shalt say unto them, this is the offering made by fire which ye shall offer to Yahweh, two lambs of the first year without spot, day by day, for a continual burnt offering. The first lamb, the one lamb, the first lamb shall you offer in the morning." When? In the morning. Why? Because it's the beginning. It's the break of day. It's when things get started. In the morning you shall offer the lamb. And the other lamb, the second lamb, because in Hebrew that word other means second, the second lamb shall you offer at evening. Why? Because that comes second. That comes after the morning. That's not in the beginning. The beginning is in the morning. And what happens in the morning? The sun rises in the morning. And what do we do in the morning? You praise Yahweh in the morning. And then you praise Yahweh in the evening. Because it starts with Yah's praise and it ends with Yah's praise. Because there's no praises to anyone else. He don't give his praises to graven images. But Yahweh, he tested us. Look in the Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter. He wants you to know you know how to perceive if he is dealing with you. In Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter, the first verse is, if there arise among you a prophet, a messenger, or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth a sign or a wonder, because that's what a messenger is giving you. He's giving you the signs of the Most High. His word is showing you his signs. It's showing you the things that he does. And they're signs. They represent things, tokens, so you'll know. But this is what he does. He gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass. Now the messenger then brought you his sign, then brought you a wonder, and it came to pass, whereof he spoke, saying, well, look what he said, let us go after other Elohim, after other gods which thou hast not known, and let us worship them. See, even though this is wrong, it still takes the same structure. He's bringing you the word, he's showing you the sign, but he told it to you in the name of another God. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For Yahweh your Elohim proveth you to know whether you love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul. Why? Because you shall walk after Yahweh your Elohim and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. He shall serve him and cleave unto him. You're supposed to be praising Yah. Somebody come to you and they don't come in the name of Yah, and their words ain't according to the words of Yah, and they're not holy, and they're not holy because they're not speaking about the Most High. They're not dealing with the Creator. How are they going to be holy? They're not dealing with nothing set apart. They're talking about they have dreams, and they have dreams. White children and black children walking on the red foothills of Georgia. And they want to take Christ. They haven't came with a holy message, something set apart, something sanctified that you can praise Yahweh with, that you will give Yahweh praises with. No, this messenger didn't come with that. He came with a false message. But yet, it still followed that same structure because Yahweh is an Elohim of order. And the order of four is Yah's praise. And if you see the signs of the Most High, that they have came to truth, that they are the truth, you're going to praise him. That's how you're going to start off, by praising him. Go to the book of Exodus. And we'll go to the 13th chapter, the 12th verse. Just showing you, Yahweh wants his praises first. He wants his praises when everything starts. And everything begins when he done showed you how to walk. He done showed you now. He done brought you his word. He done told you his name. And he done gave it by way of his holy messenger. And now you know you can do it. And now you praise him. And in verse 12 it says, that thou shalt set apart unto Yahweh all that openeth the matrix, and every firstling that cometh out of the beast, which thou hast, that the males shall be Yahweh's. And every firstling of an ass, thou shalt redeem with the lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of man among thy children shalt thou redeem. And it shall be when thy son asks thee in the time to come, saying, what is this that thou shalt say unto him, by strength of hand of Yahweh brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh would hardly let us go, that Yahweh slew all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of beast. Therefore I sacrifice to Yahweh all that openeth the matrix, being males, but all the firstborn of my children I redeem, and it shall be for a token, which is a sign, upon thy hand, and for frontlets between thine eyes. For by strength of him Yahweh brought us forth out of Egypt. Why? Because Yahweh wants his praise first. So you got to go and give him his honor and his due first, with everything that's first. And his praise is definitely first. And look in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, the first verse. And it reads, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year unto you." And when did this month occur? When was this month? When was the first day of this month? When did this month start? What was the day of the first month? Well, the day of the first month was none other than the fourth day of the week. That's when the first month began, as we just read in Genesis 1 and 14. It said that he made these types of signs, seasons, days, and years. That was the fourth day of the week. That's when the signs were born. The sun, the moon, the stars were born on the fourth day. And you cannot have a year without a month. You cannot have a month without these days that are according to these signs. The first day, or the day of the new month, the first month, was on the fourth day of the week, because that's when Yahweh began his years. And what is Yah's years and months begin with? What does his years begin with? His praise. It begins with his praise. That's why you should be praising Yah in the beginning of every day, every month, every week. Should Yahweh be getting his praise? It began on the fourth day. This is how we are able to see how Yahweh taught us to number our days. Look in the book of Psalms, the 90th chapter. Because we're dealing with Yah's praise. And Yah's praise comes in the beginning. It's the first thing you want to do. Once you have seen his signs. And how do you see Yahweh's sign? Because his messenger, his holy representative, has shown them to you. And who did he show them to you? In what name? In the name of Yah. And what did he show them to you with? With his word. See, Yahweh never said, "I'm sending my messenger with a magic wand, with a magic carpet, with some kind of magic globe or hourglass." He said, "My messenger will come with my word in my name, and he will show forth my praise, my word. He will show these signs, and you're going to praise Yahweh once he does it. Once it is done, once it is accomplished, you're going to praise him, because that's Yah's order. And you're going to praise him because you know that Yahweh is with you. You know that you can go and do whatever you need to do now, because Yahweh is with you." And in Psalms 90, verse 11, we'll start at verse 9. "For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years. If by reason of strength they be 80 years. Yet it is their strength, labor, and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number, and that word number in Hebrew means to order. Teach us to order our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, which is the word of Yah. Apply our hearts unto Yah's word. Why do we need to apply our hearts to Yah's word? Because it is the word of Yah that is our life. And why do we need to know how to order our days? Because if we don't order our days, if we don't know how our days have been ordered, we won't know how to praise Yah. We won't know how to acknowledge Yah. And if we're not acknowledging Yah, then what are we doing? He said he won't give his glory or his praise to graven images. And we got to know how to order our days. This is how the Most High has shown us this order, by showing us how to order our days. Look at the order of the Most High when it comes to praising him. Look at Genesis, the 29th chapter. In verse 31, it says, and when Yahweh saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely Yahweh has looked upon my affliction. Why did he look? Why did he see? What do you need to see? Light. Leah knew the light was shown on her with this son. And the first thing she said is that he saw. This light was shining, and he saw that she was hated. And Leah conceived, and she conceived again, and bare a son, and said, because Yahweh have heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon, because he heard her. And where does Yahweh hear? In heaven. And what is the second order? Yah's name. And where is Yah's name? In heaven. And what is Yahweh here? The cries unto his name. And he heard her and gave her Shimon or Simeon. In verse 34, and she conceived again and bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And the third, his servant, his messenger, who is the one that actually joins you unto the Most High, brings you to him. That's what he does. And Levi was that third son. And who is Levi? We learned yesterday in the book of Malachi, the second chapter, that Levi is the messenger of Yahweh, his priest. In verse 35, and she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise Yahweh. Therefore she called his name Yehuda, and left off bearing. And Yehuda, the fourth son. And she said, I'm going to praise Yahweh, because that's the fourth son. That's the fourth tribe. And what did Yahweh do with the fourth tribe? Look in the book of Genesis, 49th chapter. If he's the fourth tribe, then you know he's going to get his praise. And Yahweh's praise got to be first. That's how it all got to start. And in Genesis 49, verse 8, it states, Yehuda, thou art whom thy brethren shall praise. Why? Because that's the fourth tribe, the fourth son. If it's the fourth tribe, the fourth son, the fourth day, the fourth month, the fourth represents Yahweh's praise. Yehuda, thou art whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Why? Because Yehuda has to get Yahweh's praises. So he has to be in a position to acquire the praises of Yah. And how did Yahweh do that? He did that by saying this in the book of Zechariah, the 12th chapter. Now you begin to see why the 4th is for Yah's praises, because he wants this first. You're not going to begin anything without praising Yahweh. And in Zechariah, the 12th chapter, we'll start at verse 8. In that day shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as Elohim, and the angel of Yahweh before them. Excuse me. Yeah. Oh, I was in the right verse. My bad. Maybe I missed it. Verse 7. I didn't miss it. I started at 8. I should have started at 7. It says, Yahweh also shall save the tents of Yehuda first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Yehuda. Why is he saving Yehuda first? Yehuda is the 4th tribe, the 4th son. His praises, Yah's praises, is chief. Yehuda represents Yah's praise, and he will be first because Yah's praises is first. Just to show you another indicator that Yah's 4th order is dealing with his praise, you'll see in Genesis, the 5th chapter. In verse 12, it says, and Canaan lived 70 years and begot Mahalaleel. And Mahalaleel, that name means praises of Elohim. Mahalaleel was the 4th generation after Adam. Again, these are Yah's praises. And Yahweh requires his praises first. This order of Yah is shown throughout all his word. If you even look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. As I said, Yahweh sends you his word. It's established with his name. It's given by his messenger, who is holy. And now this holy message that you received, that came with signs for you to see, now you can praise Yahweh. And in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 20, it reads, thou shalt fear Yahweh thy Elohim, him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name. He is thy praise, and he is thy Elohim that hath done for thee these great and terrible things which thine eyes have seen. Yes, he's the Elohim that you shall praise, because you've seen these great signs that he's done, and you praise him first. You don't wait. You don't talk about somebody else. You don't talk about even the messenger. You praise Yahweh, because Yahweh has done this great thing. Look in Psalms 92. Starting at the first verse. It is a good thing to give thanks unto Yahweh and to sing praises unto thy name, Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, not at night. We don't wait. We do that in the morning. and thy faithfulness every night. We give Yahweh his praises first in the beginning. Also, look at Psalms 67. Verse 1. Elohim, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. First thing we want is his light, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. He can only be healed by calling on his name. Let the people praise thee, O Elohim. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O Elohim. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And Elohim, even our Elohim, shall bless us. That's the order of God. He brings his light, his word. It's established with his name. It's given by his messenger. We praise him, and then the fifth order will bring forth the increase. The sixth order will bring forth his blessing. This is Yah's order. But the first thing you got to do before you even get an increase is praise Yahweh. And look at Psalms 50, showing you Yahweh's order. In Psalms 50, verse 22 reads, now consider this, ye that forget Elohim, lest I tear you into pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and him that order his conversation aright. But you know what? When I looked at this word conversation, it actually means it more closely related to him that ordered his way, his path, his walk. In the right way will he show the salvation of Elohim. But first, you got to offer praise. And once you offer this praise, you can order yourself. Because now you see these signs that Yahweh has made, that Yahweh has given, for you to order your days, for you to order your life. These signs, for signs of seasons and days and years, which was created on the fourth day. So you can praise Yahweh when you see how magnificent he is, when you see how righteous he is, when you see how true he is. Because Yahweh sent you his word first. He established it with his name. Sent it by way of his holy messenger on earth. And now that you have it, now that you see it, now that you know it, now that it shines and the light is glaring you in your face, that this is the mighty Yah, now you can start your walk, and you can start praising Yahweh, because this is what Yahweh requires that you do. And this is how Yahweh has set up his order, even the order of four. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we. Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom.
Yah's law is perfect, converting the soul. Yah's testimony sure, making wise and full. Yah's statutes are right, rejoicing the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear Yah clean, endure forever. Your judgments are Yah true and right. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. First and foremost, all praise to Yah, creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that in them be. Scorn is reviled, Yah's bid is to Yah, dissolve them like spirits.
Let me tell you who he is, the Almighty El Shaddai, he who sits on high, El Elyon, the Most High, Elohim Shalom, Yisrael, Yahweh, Eloheinu, Yahweh, Kai, to glorify, Yah, that is my job, Yah is one, arm, leg, arm, head,